American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
See, I've been state veterinarian since 2010. I've been working for the department since 2001, and I love my job.
That's Annette Jones, state veterinarian for the California Department of Food and Agriculture, on the recent changes this year on antibiotic use in cattle. Jones says she has complete confidence in today's American cattlemen when it comes to antibiotic use.
That's true. I think producers, there's nobody closer to the animal probably than the people that live with them and see them every day. A lot of people, you know, that live off the farm don't realize that, but I firmly believe that producers do care about the health of their animals probably more than anybody else.
She says despite quality animal care in the cattle industry, there is a lot of misinformation out there.
And I think we all know it's because people are pretty far from the farm these days in our urban centers. But one of the things we're trying to do to try and close those gaps is we are conducting a survey in California, and we really want the facts, because producers working with their veterinarians, they use antibiotics for specific reasons to treat specific diseases. So we're really trying to gather that information so that we can put it together to try and bridge some of those misunderstandings.
She says California was the first state in the nation to pass a law that helps align antimicrobial use in livestock with human health models to safeguard animal health and welfare needs.
Again, your producer audience knows this. If you have a herd that has a medical issue or some sort of an issue, that antibiotics are the best option for treatment. The easiest way to get it to all the animals is to put the antibiotic in the feed. So in the past, some antibiotics haven't had to have a written, it's not a prescription, but it's like a prescription. It's called a veterinary feed directive. They haven't had to have that, even though oftentimes they are still been used under the direction of a veterinarian. But last year, the federal government required that you need to have that, you know, that direction from a veterinarian called a veterinary feed directive to use antibiotics in feed.
With a national effort to reduce antibiotics.
Probably more important than reduce is to make sure we're using the right antibiotic at the right time, and to try and prevent the need for antibiotics through different, you know, vaccination, herd health, nutrition, and same with humans. So this is not unique to animals. So there is definitely an effort to reduce use, but like I said, more importantly, to make sure the use is used judiciously and appropriately.
I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.